Mr. Vice President, my delegation takes note of the report of the Special Rapporteur. Cambodia is committed to ensuring the rights to freedom of peaceful assembly and of association as enshrined in our Constitution. We believe that freedom of assembly and association cannot be detached from the rule of law in order to contribute to the full enjoyment of human rights by the citizens. In our country, the CSOs, which are considered a vital partner of the government, can operate freely without any restriction, including their access to overseas financial resources. Since the promulgation of the law on NGO and association in 2015, the number of registered NGO continues to rise to nearly 6,000 in support of wide-ranging areas, namely human rights, development, education, gender equality, children, and LGBTIs. To address their operational concern, the government organized regular biannual consultative forum, resulting in their administrative facilitation on the ground, and create a working group to amend the said NGO law. 11 out of 14 articles that the NGO proposed to revise have been reviewed by the working group. Mr. Woolley, can you share best practices to address the situation that foreign fund NGOs demanding transparency in the society but refusing to improve themselves transparent? Thank you.